WPHM. And now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHM.
All right, it's 9:40. Very, very cold out there this morning. One of the movies that is getting a lot of Oscar buzz, it has been widely praised, is a movie about a movie called The Disaster Artist, the James Franco movie about The Room, which was directed by, starring, written by, produced by Tommy Wiseau, who's on the line with us right now. Tommy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to talk to you because a few years ago, a friend of mine that I worked with here at the radio station said, have you ever heard of a movie called The Room? And I had not. And he said, you got to watch this movie. And I watched it. And, you know, he told me, yeah, this has got a reputation as a really bad movie. And I watched it and I said, yeah, there's a lot of things about it that are bad in terms of filmmaking. And yet there is a certain charm to it, particularly you and your enthusiasm for making this film. Are you surprised by the reaction that people have had to this movie over the years?
Right now, yes. After 14 and a half years, definitely. You know, I didn't expect that we'd be talking after 14 years. So I'm very happy where we are now.
What do you think of what James Franco did with his film, The Disaster Artist?
Well, as I said, is openly that I approve his performance 99.9% because of the football. He doesn't know how to throw the football. But I was talking today, and it's very. I don't know if people realize, especially industry entertainment, they realize it's more difficult. How difficult it is to actually play someone, especially people who are alive, you know what I'm saying? When people pass away, it's slightly different when you person is alive. So he did a very good job. I don't want to praise him because I want to praise him. I think he did, subjectively, I would say he did a good job.
Did you spend a lot of time with him, or did he spend a lot of time with you, getting to know you and getting to know your mannerisms, your speech pattern, certain things like that?
He got the Disaster Artist, James Franco was based on the Stroke book, Disaster Artist. So it's a lot, he got a lot of material from Greg as well. You know, he got the secret tape, we call it. So I record myself what my day was. It's sort of like a notebook, you might say that. So he got a lot of notes from me as well. So we've been talking, but he was creating, molding based on what he saw, you know, based on the behind the scene. We have a lot of footage of what we give them behind the scene of The Room. So he used this very creative process. So I have a little part of this movie. I don't know if you know about it. But.
No, I didn't, and I haven't seen it yet, and I'm anxious to see it. I didn't realize that you were in it, so we'll have to watch for you in that. By the way, Fathom Events is having a one-night-only screening of The Room at hundreds of movie theaters around the country. Some of them are in the Metro Detroit area. You can go to fathomevents.com to find out where the nearest theater is and get your tickets there. I want to know, Tommy, though, where did your love for film come from? I mean, because you went to Hollywood. You wanted to be not just a movie star, but you wanted to make movies. Where did that love of cinema come from?
That was just one time I was walking on the street in San Francisco and I discovered the acting classes and I was passionate about it a long time ago. I used to want to be a rock star, but believe it or not, I was trying a little bit this, a little that. But then I got a teacher. Her name was Jean Shelton. She's still alive. So she discovered, she opened for me acting, you know. So I did move to Los Angeles. I tried to change my career from businessman to become an actor. And before I do that, I said, I want to write the script because I did some research. And, industry is extremely difficult to break in. So long story short, it's it is what it is. But my passion comes from what I want to accomplish. I want to give a message to people, positive thinking, basically, you know. From the beginning of The Room, I always say you can express yourself, you can say whatever you want. So people was very shocking. I think 14 and a half years ago, people was not ready for The Room. Now they are ready for The Room.
they're finally catching up with you and the film. By the way, I got to ask you, Tommy, what does the title mean? What is The Room?
good question. The room, as you know, we use the article THG. It's English 101. I don't want to offend you. I'm just telling you because audience probably listening. So the room is a special place. We all have it. Could be your room, could be your basement, could be your forest, or any place where you have your own space. And you don't get a ticket, traffic ticket. You can do whatever you want. So that's what we call the room. You don't say a room, it's the room. And I was debating about titles, but because I think that we all, we need the space, and I said to myself, the room, that would be ideal, So that's what we call basically a special place. You can do whatever you want.
There you go, and you can watch the movie tonight on the big screen, and then you can watch the Disaster Artist and see how they compare. Tommy, it was great talking to you. We appreciate your time and continued success to you.
Okay, thank you for supporting the room. Have fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.